This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. In the most heated congressional race in North Texas, health care is the central issue. In the 32nd District in North Dallas, longtime Republican Pete Sessions is facing his toughest political challenge in years from Democrat and civil rights lawyer Colin Allred. KERA's Christopher Connolly is here to sort through some of the claims in the health care debate. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Eric.
Okay, both candidates and their supporters have spent millions of dollars on TV ads, and you've been watching them. So what are they saying?
All right, so let's play some tape from a couple of them. This first ad is from America First Action. That's the super PAC tied to President Trump. The group is spending more than $2 million on this race and attacking Allred. And issue number one, it's healthcare.
Something's all wrong with Colin Allred. Maybe it's because he supports Bernie Sanders' government-run healthcare scheme, which could take away your healthcare, costing us trillions. Or because Allred is all wrong about raising your taxes to pay for it.
And here's an ad from the Allred campaign attacking Sessions on healthcare.
There comes a point when every congressman needs to head home. In Washington, Pete Sessions has taken millions in corporate cash, sided with them to take away protections for pre-existing conditions, and voted to cut our Medicare and Social Security. It's time for change. The big money
donors. Okay, Chris, let's sort through this. What are Sessions and Allred actually proposing with health care? Let's start with Allred. Is he, as the ad claims, quote, all in for the Bernie Sanders government-run health care scheme?
Well, no, but Allred does want more government involvement. He wants Medicare to be able to negotiate lower drug prices, and he wants what's called a Medicare buy-in. Basically, that would let folks who are under 65 buy into the government-run healthcare program if they want to. I talked to Allred about this recently, and here's what he said.
Hopefully, we'll drive a virtuous cycle of lowering costs for all of us, because when there's competition in any market, it helps the consumer.
This is different than the Medicare for All or single-payer ideas like Bernie Sanders has proposed.
So let's turn to Pete Sessions. He's introduced his own health care legislation, and it has quite the name.
Yeah, he named his bill the World's Greatest Healthcare Plan.
Okay, so what would it do?
Okay, so first off, it's focused on health insurance for people who don't have employer-based insurance. So that's the same pool of people who are in the marketplaces that were set up through the Affordable Care Act. And Sessions proposes two main things. One, he would offer folks tax credits as a way to buy health coverage. And two, the Sessions plan would allow states to approve less comprehensive insurance plans that don't cover all the things Obamacare requires them to. He thinks that will allow for some lower cost plans to be on the market. So, for example, Sessions says older folks might want to buy a plan that doesn't cover pregnancy, or people might be fine with plans that don't cover addiction treatment. Obamacare requires that those and a list of other things be covered by all plans. So I talked with Sessions, and he compared it to car insurance.
And just like owning a car, if you have a car and you want to get that car covered, you have your options on what the coverage are and might be.
One thing insurance companies couldn't opt out of under Sessions' proposal is coverage for pre-existing conditions.
So this is a proposal, but is Congress likely to pass it?
Well, it's been around for a couple of years, and it hasn't been voted on. And when Republicans tried to repeal and replace Obamacare last year, they pushed a different plan. Now, if Republicans keep the House, Sessions' plan is one of several that Republicans in Congress are looking at. So it's unclear, really, if this plan will go anywhere.
So Colin Allred has gone after Pete Sessions on pre-existing conditions. Is that fair?
So when Republicans took the House in 2011, they voted repeatedly to repeal Obamacare, including Pete Sessions. That meant they were voting to repeal the law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Now, one could say that those votes were symbolic while President Obama was still in the White House, but Sessions also voted last year for a Republican Obamacare replacement bill that analysts say would have weakened but not totally eliminated protections for people with pre-existing conditions.
And this healthcare debate isn't just happening in North Texas, right?
Absolutely. These are the same types of debates that are happening in tight congressional races where incumbent Republicans are facing off against Democratic challengers all over the country. Some of the ads that these national PACs are running in the Dallas-Fort Worth area are basically cut and paste kind of things. They have different candidate names swapped out in various districts.
And hanging over the midterms, like he is on a lot of issues, is President Trump. And he's been talking a lot about pre-existing conditions.
Yeah, the president has been out telling folks that Republicans have a plan to protect people with pre-existing conditions, though he hasn't sort of put forward which plan he likes or wants them to go with. He's also said that Democrats are trying to take away pre-existing condition protections, which is just not true. It's also complicated by a lawsuit in federal court designed to strike down Obamacare, including the pre-existing conditions protections, which you'll remember is spearheaded by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. And it's been signed on to by Republican attorneys general and also the Trump administration.
Christopher Connolly covers politics for KERA. Chris, thanks so much for your time.
Sure thing.
You can find all of KERA's election coverage at kerenews.org.